I truly believe that there is at least one beer out there for everyone. Sometimes it's just hard to find that first one, the gateway beer, if you will. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, in moving to a new city, I am finding myself like kind of uncomfortable part of being an adult, which is learning how to make friends again. As you may have guessed, this shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. One of my go-to ways to connect with new people is either to meet them at a brewery, just kind of hanging out at the bar, chatting to the beer tender, chatting to the person next to me, or to meet someone around town and then set up a friendship date at a brewery for later. Now, what's happening in kind of an ironic twist, after moving to a craft beer state in a craft beer town, I've met a lot of people who really don't like beer. So today's episode is dedicated to them and their friends. This week, I want to talk about how to get your non-beer drinking friends to go grab a brew with you. Let's get started. This week is an extra exciting week in that not only is it Halloween, which aside, I hope you guys have some fun, spooky beers planned, but other than Halloween, it is Beer Feeling's second birthday. And really, I can't believe that this company has taken two trips around the sun with me already. It's been fun, everybody. But I am especially super extra excited because I have been working on a new collection of products and I will finally be announcing them on our birthday. So make sure you're following along on Instagram or that you're on our email list because you won't want to miss out on this lineup. And if you happen to be listening after November 1st, which is our birthday, I don't think I mentioned that, just go straight to the website. Because the products are going to be live already. So, okay, non-beer drinking friends, a tricky bunch of individuals. Today, I'm going to share my three tried and true tips on making sure they have a great time so they want to go out sipping with you again in the future. In general, the name of the game across all three tips is to play down the fact that this is a beer-centric outing, and it's more about friendship and fun. It will be about friendship and fun no matter what until they decide they like beer too, and then all our problems are solved and we won't have to prioritize these things. But anyways, this leads me to my first tip. If you have a non-beer drinking friend, I want you to take them to a brewery with an activity going on. From trivia to karaoke to comedy nights and more, all it takes is a quick Facebook or Instagram search to see what's going on at your local watering hole. These types of activities take the pressure off of the beer. But if your friend does respond with something like, oh, like a brewery, I don't really like beer, just reply back with a quick, oh, no worries. I just really want someone to be on my trivia team. I just really want someone to sit at the show with because I don't want to sit by myself. We will get them into beer later, which brings us to the next step of this process, suggesting the proper beer choice. Really, if you remember nothing else, remember this. Avoid the top of the menu, as this is typically where breweries put their beer-flavored beers. This is where we find the pilsners, the blondes, the clear, porch, crushable, like summertime grill beers. And although you and I might love them, we are here to serve our non-beer friend, right? So as you make your beer recommendation, I would recommend looking for either darker, sweeter beers or go the opposite direction and look for some sours. But just in general, I want you, as you're looking down the menu, look for beers that are described with non-beer flavors. So we're looking for fruits, we're looking for coffee, we're looking for vanilla or peanut butter. If you see on the menu, they're talking about how unique the hops are or how grain forward it is, maybe stay away from those beers. Now, if a fun brewery activity just isn't in the cards, then I want you to do almost the complete opposite and go to the same brewery that you want to go to anyways when most people aren't there. Sometimes I've found with my non-beer drinking friends, it's not that they don't like beer, it's that they haven't tried the right one just yet. And no one likes being in a crowded room and announcing that they don't know what they're doing or that they're intimidated by a menu that they don't understand. So for this scenario, our angle is to play up a brewery like we would a coffee shop for a friend meetup. It's a cool looking place. They have a fun vibe. They play easygoing music, whatever you need to say. The bartenders are nice. And if nothing else, it's going to be an easy place for us to sit and chat. That's going to get them into the brewery. Same beer recommendation rules apply as before. Are we following? How are we feeling about these tips? Now, if both of these tactics just aren't working, or maybe you don't have a brewery near you that has beginner-friendly beers, you can still start getting your buddies into brews from the comfort of home, or maybe from their home. My secret to this approach is to get a fun, snacky food board, something that you can mix and match with your beer and have little nibbles, and then get a number of different beer singles. Then, when you guys are catching up, we're always pouring our beer into the glass, right? Like, we've established that so far on the podcast, but when you go to grab your glass this time with your friend, I want you to get a smaller cup than you would normally, one that won't hold the whole can, and pour some of the beer you're drinking into your glass, and then just leave the can on the table. Kind of like, think about it like a Red Robin milkshake refill tin. When you do this, one of two things is going to happen. Either your friend will just straight up ask if they can try your beer since it's super convenient, there's a little bit extra, or they'll see you getting excited pairing those different snacks, pairing the fruits or the meats or the cheeses or pretzels or whatever you have. They're going to see you pairing those different flavors with your beer, and you can just invite them to try it with the extra that's in the can so they can see what you're so excited about. No matter which of these techniques you choose to try, I truly believe that there is at least one beer out there for everyone. Sometimes it's just hard to find that first one, the gateway beer, if you will. It can be because of bad memory that someone had when they were drinking a beer. It could be that it just wasn't the right flavor for them. And honestly, maybe that specific style will never be the right flavor for them. Or maybe it's that the craft beer space is just a little too overwhelming. Many moons ago, I was the non-beer drinking friend, and it took all three of these tactics, drinking at a brewery with a fun activity, drinking at a brewery in an off hour, and drinking at someone's house when they had snacks and I guess I should have mentioned this. I will show up for snacks anywhere. So that's an easy way to get your friends to show up. But anyways, it took all three of these things to get me excited. A long time later, many years later, it led me to start Beer Feelings as a company. So get out there, grab your beer friends or grab your non-beer friends, do your best to get them to start loving the space as much as we do. And who knows, maybe in 10 or so years, they'll start their own beer brand. But that's going to be it for this week. Remember to tune in on social for the big Beer Feelings birthday reveal on the 1st. And I hope that no matter what you choose to do the rest of the day, that you do it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Cheers, everybody. Catch you next week.